Longpoor, could you speak a little bit about metta in the context of both samadhi and vipassana?
Mm-hmm. Well, in reality, I never really heard Ajahn Chah talk about, much about metta. He just oozed it. But it's definitely, you know, say like one can treat it as an object of samadhi and use it to absorb into and bring the mind to a place of stability and stillness. But when one uses it as an insight contemplation, you're using that, but in my perspective, it's not Ajahn Chah, is that one is looking at what I'm starting to look at is the movement of the I, me, and mine accretion or addition that we put onto it. So the sense of me and the sense of self that we start investing, and we're seeing that the insight practice where we're really able to release that sense of I and me and mine around the metta object, then there's an increase. The quality of metta becomes so much more pure. And of course, then there's a releasing of attachment.